Good morning, good afternoon, good night. This is Monday, the 19th of October. This is the podcast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Robert, good morning, good evening, and good night.
Yep, good day. My groin still hurts.
All you've done is whinge about your bloody groin.
Oh, I know, but I've got good advice from our health hacker, Adam McDougall.
Thank God, then I didn't have to rub it. As well as that, you had a lunch and you carried on about how perfect it was.
Hey, some days you just get it right, Paddy. And also, we had Ethan Smith talking about what's new in surfing.
Surfing New South Wales is pleased to announce the launch of a Surfing New South Wales Creative Kids program. To find out more, we have got Ethan from Surfing New South Wales. G'day, Ethan.
G'day, Eth.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. We're just discussing about when was the last time we had rain.
Oh, yeah. It feels like it's been a while, but it's now it's here. You wanted to go away.
Yeah. Oh, geez, it came down Sunday. Did you cop it yesterday? Oh, that rain I'm talking about.
Yeah. It certainly did. Watching that front come over Tuggera Lake yesterday afternoon was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, we got belted, which is awesome. Good. We need it.
Did you have a chance? Were you down by the ocean at all yesterday? Because, gee, it was a spectacular morning.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah. We found a couple of waves around, and no complaints at all from my end, mate. It's definitely set me up for a good week ahead, I hope.
Good stuff, mate. Now, mate, what's this program about? It's a 6 weeks course for a Creative Kids program. What's it about?
So, Creative Kids program is basically much like what the Active Kids program is. Service New South Wales rolls it out to all high. Basically, we're aiming at high school kids, but it's for all kids aged between sort of 5 and 18, and they can use this voucher to enrol in any sort of creative endeavours or courses that they really want to use. And we've basically tailored a bit of a curriculum for kids who want to be able to learn how to shoot surfing and film surfing as well, and then how to get their product in the eyes of the right people.
Yeah, for sure. Plenty of kids actually getting out there with their GoPros and getting in the water and doing heaps of stuff. But this is going to offer them, I guess, a little bit of technique and some skills that they may be able to use to get the best out of what they're doing. Is that right?
Oh, most certainly, mate. That's really the whole aim of it. I mean, each and every event we run, we're seeing more and more kids with cameras. Even board riders events on weekends, you're seeing a lot of kids that will come down with a camera looking just to shoot photos of not only, some of the up-and-comers, but also just their friends. Camera equipment's never been so affordable, and once you know what you're doing with whatever equipment it is you've got, whether it be an iPhone, a GoPro, or a high-priced DSLR, you can really maximise the product of what you put out of that equipment.
So this course runs over 6 weeks, and they get to do it at home. Is that how this is going to work?
That's right. So basically, it's an online course of 6 modules. You can sign up whenever you like. And then binge watch it like a Netflix series, or you can do it week by week. And every month we'll probably have a bit of a Zoom tutorial as well, where we'll go and quiz the kids about what they learnt. Certain things like we're covering a lot of the basics in the first few modules, like keeping their equipment clean. So we'll go through a lot of that sort of stuff with them. And just making sure that they're all abreast of what to do when they go and take photos.
Mate, what do they have to do, the kids or their mums or dads? What website do they go to if they want to get involved, buddy?
Mate, if they go to surfingnswcreativekids.com, they'll give them all the info there, and they'll just by signing up, they'll get a bit of a love pack too, full of goodies from a bunch of our partners.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Awesome. That is really good.
Paddy's going to go home and sign up for his daughter.
Yeah, and do it himself.
Just wants the pack.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to do. We want to get as many kids as we possibly can in there, mate. And they can, as I said, mate, they don't need to watch it all in each and every week. If they choose to, binge watch it, then that's totally cool as well. And it'll be up there for the term. And if they have any feedback, by all means, feel free to ping it over.
Hey, Eth, what do you binge watch on Netflix? Talking about binge watching, what's your poison at the moment?
Mate, that series, it's not a new series, but Shameless is a bit of my vice at the moment. So, I've been watching that, and oftentimes it's made me laugh and feel very squeamish at the same time.
Oh, yeah. They have the UK version. I watched the UK version. I don't think the American one is just as good, but
you are quite shameless, Paddy. Like,
seriously, that's what it's like. I'm up to season 6 of Schitt's Creek, mate.
Oh, no.
Season 6.
I haven't started that one yet, mate. I think that one might be the next one to break off.
Go to, and you know what? Something came up on the weekend. It was the trial of the Chicago 7, And it was so good.
For a guy that says he spends a lot of time in the garden and working out and exercising, Paddy Shaw watches a lot of TV, I tell you.
I'll be sure to come to you for any recommendations, mate. That sounds good.
Thank you, Ethie. I don't charge much for the advice either. But thank you for joining us, Ethan from Stirling, New South Wales, about the Creative Kids program. Hey, Ethan, thanks for joining us. Take care, mate.
You've got to celebrate the wins,
yes,
Paddy, when they come.
Yes, of course you do. Of course you do. I know. I'm hearing you, brother.
Because they come too few and far between.
Yeah, exactly.
How often do you go and you hope a date with your partner is going to just light the spark and you end up arguing through the entire event?
Ooh, that's what you want.
All the time.
Want fireworks at the end of the day.
Oh, you're going,
not fireworks, not fire. Good fireworks, yeah, not good, bad fireworks.
Good fireworks.
Yeah, exactly.
But like we decided, I said, Gwen, I'm going to take you to lunch. She went, oh, yes, all right, great. So this is on Saturday. We went down to Reef at Terrigal there looking up north from the Haven.
Yep.
And oh, my goodness.
How are they going with the boardwalk there?
Oh, they're not doing much.
Oh, the pylons are there though, aren't they?
Well, it was Saturday.
Okay. But you could have seen.
I didn't go walking down there.
No, but you could have looked. But see, these things are called eyes.
Yeah, I was looking.
What those eyes?
I was looking out at the magnificent vista before me. Not.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not bloody, not roadworks.
Oh, no, it's just on the left of you.
Yeah, I know, but it's not where.
I digress. Okay.
The point of Reef is to look out over the ocean, not over the works.
Okay.
Anyway, so we got there. And I've worked out how to go to lunch with my wife now and not have an argument and actually leave with a positive ray of sunshine over the world.
Remember you brought in these cards that you were drawing from each day on your anniversary? Are you still using those? You know, you pulled
the matchsticks.
Yeah.
I've got them.
Yeah.
I haven't used them very much.
You only used them for a couple of days.
That's been commented on. But now don't go there because then I'll have to discuss that again tonight. But you know what you don't do when you go to lunch? Don't discuss your kids.
Yeah.
And don't discuss work.
Did you have your phones on?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I did? I put my phone under the table.
Oh, well.
So it was away.
Okay. No thing. I'm writing this down. No phones.
No phones.
No chatting
kids,
about kids.
No work.
So what did you talk about then?
Aspiration. Just stuff you want to do.
Even if
there's no way known to man you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
We looked at a property that was for sale and went, gee, wouldn't that be nice? No chance in hell. But it was great to do.
So you dreamed.
And it didn't matter. It didn't matter. We were there just like, I was just having a great time looking out at the water.
Yeah.
You know what it's nice to have? It's nice to have a view when you're having lunch so that when the conversation stalls, you can just
look
comment.
At the view. Look at the view.
Look at that view.
Don't mention the kids.
No kids.
No kids. No phone. And
no
aspirations.
Phone.
Aspirational and
chat.
All right. Aspirational
And we
chat.
Left.
Yeah.
We left. We took a photo. We looked like a newly married couple.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Yep. So.
And I didn't try it on either.
Oh, you didn't?
That's another.
No bunging on.
No bunging on.
All right, fair. Out of 10 for the day.
10.
Oh.
It's got to be.
Yeah. When you first came in this morning, I've got a problem with what?
Well, my groin.
Yeah.
It's because, I love to do stuff, but every now and again, I think as I get older, I need to stretch more before I get out there. I'm not sure why this has happened, but thank goodness we have someone that can walk me through sporting injuries and what I can do or what I should have done, maybe.
We've got Adam McDougall, our health hacker from Podcast One. G'day, Ad. Good morning, mate.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too
I'm
bad.
Hurting.
He wants to know, is rubbing it the way to go?
Well, that's probably an overuse injury from the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Self-inflicted, I'm assured, too.
That's right. But, you know, like these days, Adam, right, when it comes to injuries, sporting injuries, there seems to be a change in the way doctors tell you to recover from them. Like they like to get blood moving and they like to keep you moving. Is that really the way to go or do you stop and ice and rest?
Look, the old Rice principle, rest, ice, compression and elevation is something that was very popular, as you touched upon, in the 90s. But unfortunately, if you're doing that these days, you are behind the eight ball because we need blood flow to the area, literally, like you touched upon. I'm not sure who's going to look after that for you, but you might do a good job there.
Oh, he'll do it himself.
Paddy's going to give it a rub down later.
So, Ad, are you saying if you injure yourself straight off, not to put ice on it?
Yeah, well, look, there's a lot of, you know, conflicting research. Maybe first up in the first few minutes, it might help with some pain mitigation, but longer term, no, you don't want to keep icing the injury as it's going to stop the blood flow. You think about ice, it's going to stop it from getting the blood flow it needs. And, you know, a better method if you do like ice is even going ice and then heat as well. And, you know, that's something that you can also do in the mornings to start your day off as well, getting a cold shower after you've had it on hot for 30 seconds, put it on cold, and as you can imagine, the blood then is pushed around the body more effectively to remove any of the damage, which is mainly inflammation. So a bit of hot and cold on that area in the next few days, mate, it should feel a lot better.
And what about getting back to actually doing things? Like if I've, say, you know, I did mine, I think, probably from swinging a golf club and then from a surf on the weekend, I've just done this groin. And do you get back and continue sport, or do you need to give it a rest?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. I think that's changed a fair bit as well. I unfortunately, like a lot of the great footballers, Brad Fittler, Andrew Johns, there's a whole, shopping list of footballers who've had their groins reattached. So that was an operation that they used to get us back on the field quicker. Yeah. So if you tore your groin, they used to go and actually cut the tendon, and the tendon would then lengthen, and then they would allow it to heal itself, and that would get you back on the footy field longer if you had a sore groin. So what they tried to get us to do was get us up and out of bed as quickly as possible to get the body moving once again to elicitate that blood flow is what you really want.
Oh, so I'm jogging on the spot right now, Adam.
Do it as much as you can, my friend. And I did laugh when you said that you need to stretch more at the start of the call. And that's the biggest myth in sport as well, is that you shouldn't actually stretch before exercise. If you're trying to stop yourself from getting injured, whatever you do, do not do static stretching. If you think about your muscles like an elastic band, you know, when you overstretch that elastic band, all of a sudden a few of them bands break. And that weakens the muscle. So then when you go out and run or you go out and surf or whatever, if you've overstretched the muscle actually gets tighter because it's seen as a threat, that stretch to the muscle. And that's how you actually end up tearing the muscle a lot more easily if you have overstretched the muscle before exercise.
So before, say, go to the gym or whatever, don't warm up that much.
We call it greasing the groove, us sporting geeks. So what that means, essentially, greasing the groove, is actually do the activity that you're going to do, but do it at a very slow and gradual pace so you build up to actually the speed that you're going to undertake the activity in. So, for example, if it's running, start off by walking, maybe a bit of skipping, then a little bit of light jogging, and then start doing a couple of, runs where you start to build up the pace slowly till you start to sweat, and therefore then you're ready to get into the exercise that you're about to do.
I know.
Greasing the groove. I should do a bit of greasing the groin.
Well, you've done it before. It won't stop you today. Add that wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for calling us about sporting injuries, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. And he's probably dehydrated. I'm sure he had one too many beers on the weekend, so that probably didn't help as well. So.
Well, one,
actually, he had 2 days of it, mate.
Well, that's the biggest mistake people make. The body's 70% water, and they don't realise that's what controls the contraction of the muscle cells. And if you don't have hydration, a 1% dehydration level in athletes leads to nearly a 10% drop-off in speed and power. So you can see what the average punter's going through when 80% of people on average are probably dehydrated every day. So add some water, mate, and you'll be feeling better in no time.
If only I'd known. Thank you, Adam.
Adam McDougall, Podcast One Health Hacker. Thanks for joining us again, mate.
Always a pleasure, boys. Have a great weekend and good luck with the groin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On Friday, I was at home and I received a text from my daughter, and she sent, because she's just got a license and she's just started HSC last week. So she's in year 12, and she sent me these pictures, she said, of a front tyre. No, the back one, I should say. She said, I think I've got a flat tyre, right?
Yeah.
And then I text back, I go, oh, look, I'll come and change it at 2:30. Are you at school? And she said, no, it's okay. I will drive home and I'll change it at home. It's too much of a hassle at school. And I said, text back, I said, you can't drive on a flat tyre.
That's right.
And then she goes, oh, it's only like 3 minutes. And I said, you'll stuff the rims.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, but it's not too bad. It's okay. I said, no, little one, because I call her little one. No, little one, I'll come and change it. No, it's fine. I will do it. I said, Henny, I am around the corner. And she said, yeah, but that's an embarrassing thing to do at school.
So she just was embarrassed that her dad was going to change her tyre.
Yeah. She said, then it's fine. I said, I'll do it at 2:40 p.m. when everyone has left. And she went, okay. I said, thanks, darling. I'll see you then. So I went around and most have gone. That's what it was. It was all about.
Just about not having dad there to
change your tyre.
Like kissing your mum at the car door when you're getting out.
Yeah, having your old man change your tyre. But when
I thought you were going to tell me for a second that she'd actually wasn't even at school.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When there was such protest, I thought,
what's so bad about me coming to change your tyre? Where are you really?
That's right. You're not even at school. But she was. And then she was with a little friend, Eden. And then I showed her what you should do and all that sort of thing. sort of stuff.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
No, that's what she was worried about.
And but then when we took out the spare tyre, it was fun. One of those funny thin yellow wheels.
Tiny yellow wheel.
And she went, "Oh no!" And I'm there, darling. I said it is replacement wheeled until I can get it this afternoon. And then she, her and Eden were just laughing. You know, of course, putting everything on Instagram at that stage.
Live stream.
But it was so funny, this yellow wheel on the car. I thought she was embarrassed about me going, having to change the tyre, let alone having the little yellow wheel. And I said, you can't go any more than 80 Ks. Not that she would have.
Have
anyway.
You changed the big one already?
Yes, I have.
Oh, just as well.
Yeah, but isn't it funny? I'm too embarrassed. I was so embarrassed that I don't want you to come and change the tyre.
I'd be embarrassed to have you around to change my tyre too, buddy.
A couple have named their daughter after an internet provider to get free Wi-Fi. Good on them. It's a Swiss startup company.
Cheapskate.
Wi-Fi. And so they did.
Imagine that. Brilliant. Imagine you getting heat for your name and you realise that your mum and dad saved about $600 by naming you.
Oh, I would have done that.
Glenn from Killarney Vale.
G'day.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, not bad, not bad.
All right, mate.
Nice one. You've got kids, how many?
My daughter, she's named after a character out of Bold and the Beautiful.
Which one's that?
Is that right?
Glenn?
Okay, so her character's name is Brooke, but she's also called Logan by Rich.
Yeah.
And my wife just loved the name, and yeah, so my daughter's called Logan.
There we go. Bold. Here comes the theme, mate. This wasn't the theme that started it all for the name, was it?
Oh, it could have been. But look, she's avid. And when Bold and the Beautiful's on, I can't talk. I can't even be in the room with her at all.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
jeez, I tell you, I'd be putting it on repeat some days.
She's not that well behaved, that Brooke.
No, she's not. But my daughter is.
Very good, Glenn. And so your daughter's name is Logan after the...
After Brooke from the Bold and the Beautiful.
That's the one.
Good work.
Hey, Glenn, what we're going to do, mate, we're going to give you $100 Curly Whirly Bar Fashion Voucher. Mate, they convert Aussie illustrations into fun fashion. It's absolutely sensational. You enjoy that, mate.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Good on you, Glenn.
No worries, Glenn.
Good on you, mate. We've got Chris from Toowoon Bay.
G'day, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Are you first-time caller?
Yeah, I am. I'm an old Central Coast local, been here since 1963, and I heard you talking, and I had to ring up and call.
Oh, you beauty.
Oh, good stuff,
good
mate.
On you, Chris. So who were you named after, or who did you name someone after?
I've got identical twin daughters. They were born way back in 92, and I named one of them, Rebecca, after an ancestor of ours from my grandmother's side of the family, and she was named after Rebecca Small. Now, we know from records and things that Rebecca Small was actually born in the First Fleet. She was one of the first white people born in Australia.
No way.
No way, yeah, serious. And it's been on the front page of the Daily Telegraph and stuff many years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's pretty interesting, but that's who I named her after.
Named after one of the country's first settlers. That's,
Right, mate, yeah. Yeah. Ah. Well, pretty proud of that one.
Well, mate, for ringing through this morning, Chris, we've got the Curly Whirly Bar Fashion Voucher valued at $100. That's yours, mate. You'll enjoy that.
Oh, that's fantastic, guys. I've just had one of my twin daughters who's actually just moved home, and I'm just going to give that on to the girls in the family because I'm outnumbered.
Christmas present, mate. Christmas present.
Fair enough, mate. Exactly. Re-gift it. Re-gift it.
Yeah, I'll stash that.
Good on you, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Lovely talking to you.
Yeah, Bye. Thanks for calling. We've got Wayne from Narara. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, I'm on the freeway coming home from night shift.
Oh.
Sorry. I named my daughter Pauline.
Pauline? After who? Yeah. Wayne.
After Pauline Hanson.
You didn't.
Yeah. All right. Did your daughter ask, please explain? When...
Yeah. You did. Yeah, they were her first words, please explain.
And did she ask what xenophobic meant? All right then, Wayne. No, she didn't.
I don't understand.
All right, Wayne. Will you take a safe trip on the M1 into the Central Coast, mate?
Good luck,
okay.
Mate. Love to Pauline.
Goodbye, Wayne.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?